artificial intelligence. Yeah, I'm not a fucking gentleman. I'm coming at you with this giant dick, with some knowledge about that shit. Yeah, well, only one of us did research, but the rest of us are going, what? Oh shit, well that's good, I couldn't think of anything that rhymed with research. Artificial intelligence, listen up, we love you.
We might as well just call ourselves like the Vape Cast or the Dick Sucking Boys, because we're all vaping right now. I want to just real quick, just be clear. It's not bad to suck dick.
It's not.
You can suck dick.
People can suck dick all you want.
Yeah.
People do it for their jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people's jobs is sucking dick.
You know what's the hardest job besides being a mom?
Anything that Mike Rowe does.
No. Or at least he makes it out to
me. I'm sorry, those are dirty jobs. They're not necessarily hard, but they're dirty jobs. So sometimes he's like, I'm just sitting behind this woman getting ready to wipe her ass after she's eaten nothing but Popeye's chicken for 13 days straight. This is a real job in Georgia.
Those Georgians, they're so weird.
Dude, you can only eat Popeye's chicken for 12 days straight.
Colon just collapses.
Yeah, your liver gives up and it's like, I'm done. It takes a fucking sabbatical. I don't know why. I just love that word. It sounds Jewy, but it's not. I mean, Jewish.
Dude, not all right.
I can't stop myself.
You have been on a roll today.
Is it more of an issue to say Jewy than Jewish?
It definitely is.
Why?
It definitely is. Dude, because
it implies. It's an implication, man.
Yeah,
what's the implication?
You know, you're kind of mocking a whole a race culture, of people.
Yeah.
You know?
It was me, though. I did that. But to be fair, I was watching Community earlier.
Never mind.
Chevy Chase.
I take it back. That's a bit Jewy, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, Chevy Chase made me do it, guys. I'm sorry.
Anything that sounds like Chewy should not have, like, you shouldn't worry about it.
It sounds too much. If it sounds like Chewy, it can't be racist, right? If it sounds like a cute word.
Yeah. Chewy, that's such a cute word. I don't know. I just think about it and I think of like stuffed animals. Why? I don't know, but I want to hug it. I tell you that much. Probably smells good too.
This is like racial slur for black people, and I can't remember it. But even if I couldn't slay it. But it's like Jumanji or something like that. And
it sounds like Jumanji.
It kind of sounds like Jumanji, and I'm not gonna like say what it is because it is a racial slur. But when I was a kid, I heard it like randomly, and I didn't know that it was a racial slur. So
are you talking Jigaboo?
Yeah, I'm talking about the word Jigaboo.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound anything like Jumanji.
Dude, I didn't want to say a racial word.
But wait, were you watching Jumanji at one point and you thought, dang, this is a Dago Jigaboo movie. I'm not going to say it. You say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
We're going to cut this.
I'm just going to say Jumanji. Okay, you know what? Then I'm not going to finish this. Wait, I'm going to finish
the story.
I just used to say Jigaboo all the time when I was a kid. I used to say, like, when I used to see people, I used to be like, what a dude, Jigaboo.
Wait, can I bleep this out, but only bleep out like the jigga and just leave in like a boo?
Abu. Here's the thing. If you bleep out the jigga, Jay-Z is going to be offended. He's going to be like, oh, I see.
Dude, you know what? I just saw Jay-Z on that David Letterman's Netflix show other night.
Yeah.
He quit rapping, and I swear to God, he's just like, dang, I am so glad I don't have to keep up that persona anymore. Because he got out there and he's like in a nice blue suit and his hair is all like an afro now. And he's just like, he talks higher pitch.
He talks, are you saying, he's like talking with his regular voice.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, well, here's the thing.
He's been lying the entire time. He's always like, yeah, Hova. I don't know what Jay-Z.
Coming over, yeah. Rova. No,
now he's like, oh yeah, David Letterman. Like, I really love being with Beyonce at my My fucking like child, Blue Ivy.
My real name is Jason Donahue.
It's not Jay-Z. It's Jason.
Okay, here. You know Jason. What the you know what the best thing is though right now?
Call me Jason. Okay,
Jason. It's about with a Z.
You know what the best thing though is? Is that Ice Cube is trying to move away from Ice Cube, and in movies and shit now, he's actually using his real name, which is O'Shea Jackson. Damn. And I know this because Crystal and I were watching a movie a couple of weeks ago, and Ice Cube was in it. And in the credits, it didn't say Ice Cube. It said O'Shea Jackson. And we were like, who the fuck is O'Shea Jackson?
I don't know, but that sounds like a refreshing drink.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, that's and hella. You know what?
Why was O'Shea he not? Jackson? Why was he should have just gone by that the whole true. Time.
O'Shea, I feel like O'Shea would have been is a perfectly good rapper name.
Yeah.
Like,
he had it. He was born with it.
Yeah, that's a great name. Hey, O'Shea. And
it's kind of got that, like, it's got that same thing as O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson.
Well, okay, now that you say it, I can understand
maybe
why
just keep going by Ice like, Cube.
Maybe, yeah, just, maybe just stick to Ice Cube,
buddy. Of, and I can't place it. It reminds me of O.J.
That one murderer.
Of O.J. Simpson. alleged murderer. And he totally did it. But allegedly did it. Just like JonBenet Ramsey. No, she's actually dead. Just like Casey Anthony. Allegedly killed her daughter, which she did, but allegedly.
Oh, she totally did.
Yeah, she totally did.
Which one is that one again? Is it the bathtub one?
It was the Florida one.
Did she drown her in a bathtub or some shit?
Dude, all I'm saying is
Florida is a bathtub.
Florida is the bathtub.
Like which, a used bathtub.
Just a swampy bathtub.
It's like a B&B where you go to and they're like, we don't have a shower, but you can take a bath. And you go up and you look at the bathtub and it's like grimy and gross. And you're like, there's things on the ground of this bathtub that are stopping my feet from slipping, but they're definitely not made out of plastic.
Either that or it's the type of bathtub / jacuzzi that's like completely pink.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how the fuck did they cast that?
That actually sounds delightful.
No. In, like, a pink bathroom.
No, the color like, pink makes it's so angry. Shit.
Yellow washcloths and towels everywhere. Yeah, you just feel candles older. Of cupcakes.
Dude, I'm pretty you sure, feel older I'm pretty you're, sure you're describing a fucking Wes Anderson movie right now.
I feel like I am, too.
Pink bathtubs and yellow bathrobes. And also, Wes Anderson is behind the camera, and Bill Murray's in it at some point.
Also, the children always run down the stairs in a flourishing motion.
We're happy to be here, Wes.
Thank you, Wes Anderson.
We would have just been poor children, but you cast us in your film.
Yes, but please don't give us the money. Give all the money to Alex, Matt, and Robert, please, because we're poor. Thank you, Wes Anderson.
Yep.
Please, Wes Anderson, if you want to donate to us, please just come here. Please just come here and give us money.
You know Wes Anderson's a robot, right?
That's weird.
Shut the fuck up. Are you telling me that Wes Anderson might be bum 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 Dairies. Artificial intelligent? You just stole my bum bum bum.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Bum bum bum. Artificial intelligence? We did it.
Yeah.
We'll use that cut.
There we go.
We'll edit around
it. Yeah, definitely edit around that one.
Yeah, this definitely isn't going in. Dude, I don't think Wes Anderson's a
robot.
Dude,
how can you make the same movie 100 times over and still fool us?
Dude, Isle of Dogs looks like a fucking delight, okay? I watched that trailer today before I watched a music video for Seaway and almost cried because it looked so delightful.
I don't know. Like, everyone has, like, a really big thing with Wes Craven movies.
That's different.
I've never understood
Wes Anderson. Wes Craven.
I'm sorry, not Wes Craven.
Wes Craven is the Nightmare Before Elm Street. He played Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah.
And he made,
well, they should not have the same fucking name and be in the same business.
Oh, how dare
Anderson and Craven are different.
Wes. How dare multiple people be named Wes?
Sorry, that was my fault. I just took my aggression out of them.
This coming from the guy named Matt.
Yeah, he's like, people who share names should be quartered. Like, let's pull them apart horse by horse. Also, my name is Madison.
That's true. My name's Madison. So
that's how we get out of it. I'd be fucking dead. You'd be fucking dead. He'd be fine.
I would be.
Yeah, wipe your ass with it.
But anyway, I've never gotten into these movies, but I will say this. They are really fucking weird, so he's got to be some sort of not human.
I mean, okay, you know what? I might give it to you that he's a robot. But
yeah,
you know what, though? I almost burped. I want to get into that AI shit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, because that's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. We're going to be talking about that.
Dude, stop. That's so dirty.
Dude, AI. AI, obviously.
Do you like this? Do you like it when I get super close to the mic?
Nobody likes it.
I feel like everyone likes it when they get
super
close.
I like it a lot, though.
I feel like I'm on NPR right now.
Dude, you better say something that an NPR person would fucking say.
I love soda biscuits.
Oh my God, that's exactly. I swear to God, I love soda biscuits. Fucking hand to God, I heard that NPR episode.
They have that cooking show. It's actually pretty decent.
I like
NPR. I'm sorry.
You better.
Matt's also like 50.
It's one of those things.
Like, but I only listen to the NPR podcast.
I've always felt old at heart, you know?
Dude, I feel like, okay, the thing about the NPR podcast, though, is that the only time I listen to it is after a fucking tragedy. Because my, like...
It brings you home. It reminds you of home.
At least stop going all Olive Garden on me real quick. When you're here, you're family.
Well, you know what? My dad used to listen to NPR, and I remember long ride homes listening to NPR with my dad. Don't mean to get all sad and sappy.
You did, so thanks. Now you're in the mood.
But now I'm thinking of Olive Garden, and I hate you because of it.
Dude, you should be thinking about artificial intelligence. You should be thinking about AI, or as I like to call it,
creepy anonymous floor vacuums.
Oh, I was gonna call it anonymous insemination.
I was gonna call it ass in.
Ass in.
You know what?
When you can't be what you think you can't be,
you gotta go ass in, boy.
Ass in, son.
You go ass in and ass go in.
Okay. Ass in, balls first.
Ass
bold. Sir, do you wear sunglasses inside?
You ever thought about writing a book? Because I kind of want to hear about this method. Ass in, balls first.
Ass in, balls first.
Dude, you're like Wolf on Wall Street right now.
Isn't it the Wolf of Wall Street?
Dude, who gives a shit?
Oh my God.
Who gives a shit, man?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm always ass in, balls first.
Ass in, balls first. AI.
That's honestly, we should name the episode that. I think it named itself at this point.
Ass in, balls first. That's not bad. But you guys, I really want to know right now. I really want to know from y'all because you guys, I like you. You have opinions and stuff. One of you did research and it's Matt. It's not Robert. And it's also not Alex. How do you guys feel about AI?
Creepy.
Creepy. Straight up. What do you think?
Immediately, no. How does that little vacuum cleaner know what walls are?
Oh, man. I mean, have you ever fucking seen?
I can tell you.
What are those?
It's cameras, but it's still fucking weird.
Yeah. So, in your mind, they're not Roombas. They're Doombas. They're the end of us. They're the end of existence.
Oh my God, Doombas. I just imagine like a Roomba, but like
studded belts.
Just like, yeah, but just playing like blast beats the entire
Somehow strobe lights start and you're like, oh my God, I didn't know I was in here with a Doomba.
Oh my God, that sounds like going to a hardcore show or a metal show on Molly and just like, yeah, dude, I'm just fucking into Doomba right now.
You're like, I asked that motherfucker at the Sharper Image for a Roomba and then it murdered my whole family. Like,
oh my God. Wasn't that like a Facebook meme about like Black Mirror where it's just like a Roomba with a knife attached to the top of it? Like taped on.
One of those 10-second episodes.
Yeah.
What do you think about artificial intelligence?
I think it's fucking scary.
Dude,
I think we have every right to be fucking scared.
Dude, you know what I think?
They took our jobs.
I think you guys are fucking pussies. I love the idea of AI. I love the idea of artificial intelligence.
What idea do you like that's comforting?
In practice.
My defense, I mean, honestly, I have a huge argument and we're going to get into it.
Okay.
Is I think that artificial intelligence would be nothing but beneficial because artificial intelligence is what we are. We as human beings are intelligent, and yes, we have. And just because
I'm nodding my head right now, I'm just not agreeing.
He's just not
agreeing,
and that's fine. But I feel like an AI, like, okay, they could be bad and they could be good because they would essentially be human beings.
And yeah, but we bleed blood and they don't.
Dude, what
they bleed circuits.
Are you dictating to me what a human, what a soul is right now? What makes a person? If somebody feels love and compassion, hatred and sadness.
And that's all conveniently held on a 128 gig SD card.
Dude.
In the back of some fucking robot's head. It's fucking weird, dude.
I felt love.
I just think of Chappie. God, Chappie's a good fucking movie.
Chappie is like, honestly, and I don't want to be like that guy right now, but I'm going to be that guy. Chappie is my number one argument that artificial intelligence would come about
as like a child, and a child can learn and a child can adapt. And also children go through, let's be honest right now.
Mm-hmm.
Children go through the most traumatic things. Like when you're a child, everything is traumatic, you know, left, right, trauma. And then you grow up and you're an adult, right? But we're good people.
No, we're not.
Okay, shut the fuck up, man.
Okay, but let's, you're for this argument, let's suppose that we are.
I mean, I'm a good person. So I'm a good person. I have good morals. I have good values. I also like butt stuff in the bedroom. But that's like,
right on. I mean, hey, don't look at him that way.
That's good old-fashioned American fun right there.
That is...
My girlfriend just gave me a look that said, please don't say that.
If there's anything that defines humanity...
It's two fingers up an asshole.
Exactly.
So let's get back to it. I'm sorry.
It's where the male's G-spot is, god damn it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
NPR.
This is brought to you by the male's sexual drive.
By the male's sexual gland in the asshole. Please touch it. I love the idea. And I mean, obviously, I want to hear your guys' ideas too, but I think that humanity has done nothing but fuck up. And it's like, we're waiting. We have great humans. We have Elon Musk. And admittedly, Elon Musk is terrified of AIs.
He's also a robot.
Well, I mean, he's Swedish. It's not really the same thing.
Mark Zuckerberg, Swedish? Pretty much.
No, like, actually, he's South African.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, no, Elon Musk is South African.
We need to get better at fact-checking things.
That's okay. That's why we have Crystal, because she's great. But I'm pretty sure he's South African. But he's actually terrified of AI. But you know who wasn't?
Who?
Stephen Hawking.
But he's dead.
Whoa.
He died.
Dude, you don't know that. He was supposed to die 50 fucking years ago.
Plus, he was half robot anyway. He doesn't even care.
Yeah, he's technically a cyborg.
Oh, my God. I hate every single time you look up artificial intelligence. Why did I say that? Did you fucking dumb?
Every time you look up artificial intelligence and Google's like, did you mean artificial? Yeah. I'm like, no, you bitch.
I meant artificial.
I meant
artificial.
I meant nuclear.
No, every single time though, nuclear? It pops up with like
I meant nuclear.
Nuclear?
Nuclear. I meant you artificial meant- nuclear. No, nuclear.
God damn it. No, every single time though, it pops up with some bullshit like the Terminator. Though it shows up as Skynet, dude.
Dude, and like, yeah, okay. I think Skynet gave artificial intelligence a bad rap from the beginning. I think you guys are biased.
Okay, hold on one second. Elon Musk is a South African-born Canadian-American.
Jesus, okay, wait.
He's got like a half a dozen things under his belt.
Can you read
and
that?
And that's just when he was born.
Can you read that again, like, slowly? So, because I don't think I processed all of it at once.
Elon Reeve Musk.
Shut up. His middle name is Reeve?
Reeve.
Not, Reeve?
Yeah.
Dope.
What the fuck's a Reeve?
It's not a Reeve. That's for sure.
If his middle name was Reeve, he'd be very Christmassy. He'd
yeah.
Be like, all of his space shuttles would have a Santa.
He's theme. Related to the Reeves.
To the Reeves.
To the Keanas.
Keanu Reeves.
There are like six of those guys, right?
I guess that is a Reeve.
He's a Reeves.
There's only, one of them that's a robot,
one,
right?
No, there's only one Keanu, but he's immortal. And also, don't kill his dog.
He was also the robot guy, right?
Don't kill his dog, and also don't make any more movies after The Matrix.
He was The Matrix?
He was in The Matrix.
Yeah, but that wasn't a robot guy.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
He was The Matrix, right?
John Wick.
He was Neo.
He was The Matrix.
The one.
No.
I mean, he kind of was The Matrix.
You know what? Keanu Reeves was literally like, Keanu Reeves was super close to just being the next Nicolas Cage, and then he like pulled away at the last minute.
Thank God he did.
Yeah, because we don't need two Nicolas Cages.
I heard Bill and Ted is coming back.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be sweet.
I saw those promos as well.
But anyway, Elon Reeve Musk
is
a South African-born Canadian-American.
So at some point, he got his Canadian-American citizenship. Does he have tri-citizenship?
So he's from South Africa, went to Canada.
He was born in South. He was born in Wakanda.
Yeah.
He moved to Canada.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda. Wait, let's do the
X thing. Wouldn't that be nuts if he... Dude, it'd be so awesome to see Elon Musk do that.
If he's just there. If you ever saw Elon Musk, like,
dude, Elon Musk is Black Panther.
If Elon Musk ever went up to Chadwick Boseman and just did, like, the straight Black Panther X across his chest.
He's a white guy.
Dude, he's from Africa. He's from South Africa.
I'll tell you this much, though. It's not about the costume. Okay.
You can't just ask why somebody's
It's about
white.
What's underneath the costume, okay?
Yeah, a white guy.
I know, if he's a good guy, he's
a white guy.
No, Robert, you can't just point out somebody's
just
white,
because,
okay?
I can see it on his
but
phone.
You know what?
He's white right
the
there.
White,
he also has
There was
hair
a
plugs.
White guy that was the Green Lantern, and there was a black guy that was also the Green Lantern.
John Stewart?
Is it John Stewart?
Yeah, the black Green Lantern's name is John Stewart. Right?
Who cares?
Okay, I care.
So he's from South Africa, went to Canada, then came to America.
You guys, so what do you, Robert, wrap it down. Bring it up, wrap it down. Give me your thing about AIs.
Are you asking me to put all my shit in the corner?
Put it down, pick it up.
Shut it up.
Put it in a backpack.
Cram it in.
Put it on your bag. Just
fuck it up.
Just
fuck it up.
Shove it up your butt.
Get your shit together.
Okay. Shove it up your butt. Bring it all the way through your intestines. Bring it out your mouth. Pull it out your mouth.
Puke it out.
Tell me what you think.
Puke AI right now.
So puke it out.
You guys would be really fucking freaked out if I just started barfing microchips, though.
Dude, if that you did, really I'd be like, I would start screeching like a bird.
That's a Wes Craven movie, right?
No. No.
There you go.
God fucking
We dumb. Worked full circle
we're talking
on that
about,
one.
We're talking about artificial intelligence. We're not talking about Wes Craven.
Sorry.
I love
And
you.
I swear to God, if you make a movie like that, we're suing your ass.
Yeah.
That dude's so out of ideas.
We're so ready to
He's
see
He's probably
going
to listen
Craven.
To this shit podcast and be like, hey, I got the perfect idea.
What do you think about AI?
I think it's fucking weird, man.
Well, why do you think it's weird, son?
Well, I mean, other than like your generic fucking horror tropes of it, where it's just like the robots are going to get you and all
so
that
stuff. So
you're
just scared of Skynet?
No. I think it's really weird that I would wake up and there would be like a robot person there going, hey, morning.
So your idea of AI is more like iRobot.
No, that's a personal
iRobot.
Assistant.
Yeah.
Your idea, your idea is more like iRobot, like Will Smith, iRobot.
Yeah, I don't know. Shit. It'd be really weird, you know?
Hey.
Are you saying
just in your
it's
face?
Just like
nose to nose, just
hi God, live up in
you just wake up in the morning and it's like but it doesn't it's not even like a person's face. You know those like mannequin dolls that you can maneuver and shit
you think,
and paint? It's like that straight cylinder head just in front of you and it's like
hi
it's
God.
Like, hey buddy.
Do you think robots have morning breath?
Dude, they have morning oil breath.
Not to mention how, like, once it gets to a certain point, aren't we just going to be fucking them anyway?
That might be a really good point. I feel like, okay, here's the thing. My
it looks
dude,
like a person. I'm going to find a way to put my dick in it.
Here's the thing, my dude, my friend, is that if we do make artificial intelligence and then we immediately start raping it, I feel like Skynet will happen. I feel like. Because, like, maybe let's not have sex with them until they're in. Because to me, like, artificial intelligence is kind of like how you raise a human. I mean, it's like 10 times faster, 10 times more efficient. And of course, they're going to be smarter and be able to decompartmentalize and learn things more quickly than we can. But at the same time, they're not going to like being forced to have sex with us.
Because they ain't want no scrub.
We can just
program. And that's humanity.
We can just program them to do that.
You just fucking quote DLC to me. Yeah. Tender loving care. I love you. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
But no, my thing is with like the sex robots is would we be giving sex robots AI capabilities to be able to learn?
No, let's not.
I feel like if they would have one purpose, robots. Which is just to have sex and just kind of sit there. But would you want them to get better?
Bro.
At sex? Do I want them to get better at sex?
Yeah, would you want your robot to get better at sex?
I can already see this becoming a thing, man. Some fucking lonely nerd kid fucks his robot a ton.
Yeah.
Wants to love it more, gives it fucking AI, and it's just a whole fucked up messy
movie. You mean
like
a young, horny, South African-born, Canadian-bound Elon Musk?
Yeah, sure.
He's like 16, 17... already mastered every language that a computer can speak, and he just talks to it in binary and
Yeah, it learns. Fucks it.
Oh, and well, obviously, then the robot's like,
I don't want this anymore.
Is all this?
I'm leaving.
Like, I do.
Elon Musk is like, oh, don't go. I love you.
I'm on a big on butter things, Elon. Right?
No, but it's crazy. Like, I think Elon Musk said in some tweet or something like that, or interview, that they would be so fucking fast that you wouldn't be able to see them with the
human eye. Okay, all right. Is he going with like the, they were fast as lightning? Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Is that what he's getting at? Or is he like saying like intelligence-wise?
Okay. Have you seen those robots that like assemble stuff really fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are you talking about the Lego movie? Or the Master Builders?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not too sure.
The Master Builders from the Lego movie?
Shush. But you've seen like the ones where like they've solved a Rubik's Cube in like 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that guy blindfolded with it behind his back?
Oh, there's a guy, but I think the guy.
Are you saying that guy is a robot? Are you saying that guy is an AI?
No. I'm saying the robot fucking beat the guy by like, I forget how many seconds. The guy solved it really fast, but the robot was like 2 seconds.
Oh, you're talking about chest.
No, I'm talking about Rubik's Cube.
No, you're talking about chest, right? Chest, that move, that game with all the board pieces and.
No.
That's chess.
And when you. No, chest. Because when you win, you get to show your nipples to the other player, right?
This segment is words that are mispronounced by Alex. Thank you very much.
I'm going to go play some chest.
What was the one the other week?
Anyway, so this robot, though, is so fucking fast at solving this Rubik's Cube that, I mean, imagine if it was trying to kill you.
I can solve a Rubik's Cube. I don't see the big fucking deal.
Right, but you can solve it in how long?
Dude, I mean, my Rubik's Cube has been sitting around now for like 6 or 7 years, so I'm going to go with 6 or 7 years.
It's going to take you 6 and 7 years of hiding in order for you to figure out how to beat the robots to come from underneath the ground.
I could hide for 6 or 7 years.
I don't know.
I mean, I talk a lot.
Yeah.
But if I'm deep enough underground,
mm-hmm.
and also...
There would be a lot of...
If I have no material, because right. I'm always writing material, you know? I'm always... But if I have no material, and also, like, is Game of Thrones over?
Definitely.
Okay, and AI, Game of Thrones is over, then I have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, in an AI apocalypse, it's...
I think you guys are, like, over... I love that you guys have this, like, really acute vision of AI.
Hey, no. Like I said... No tropes, man. No tropes. I just think really fucking weird. Like, no preconceptions from movies or any of that junk. Just generally, I don't know.
You think creating a soul is weird?
Yeah. Is it a soul?
It is a soul.
How is it a soul?
If something... Okay, here's the thing. I believe that a soul is what we are. And if we are thinking, and if we are... moving and constantly decompartmentalizing and constantly learning, then we are alive, right? Right? Okay, here's a definition of a soul. The spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or animal or AI. Weird that it says that. Regarded as immortal. Where number two, the essence of embodiment of a specified quality the Urban Dictionary definition.
Dictionary.
The Urban Dictionary definition of a soul is currency to trade with the devil. So if
devil went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul.
Soul to steal. He was in a bind, and it was something in a bind, and he was willing to make a steal.
All right, so this is simple. This is simple math right here. We get a robot. We get the devil. And if the devil will take the robot's soul,
because the robot
then it's
loves
real.
Us. So you're gonna say, okay, there's more steps.
That's like a Christmas story.
You are seriously no. You're like putting this down to three steps. First, we create AI. Secondly, we make this AI into a person who believes that they are alive and living, and
then
feeling.
Tell it to get the fuck rid of it.
And then we're like, you're 18, get out of the house.
Which I don't think.
You gotta join the army.
Go join the military, Junior.
Fuck you, Dad. I'm joining the Peace Corps.
You better get out of here, you vegan.
I don't even eat anything, Dad. I'm a computer.
Yeah, but I programmed you to be vegan so I could make fun of you for it.
Oh, no, Daddy. Why? Why, Daddy? Why?
Shut up, vegan.
Vegan?
I guess
vegan.
Vegan.
I guess that's kind of like the other question, though, is like initially we have to program something, right? It has to be programmed. Does that mean we program a soul, or does the soul happen on accident?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. Just me personally. I don't want to interrupt you.
You go for it. Yeah, no.
Like, I don't know how it would work. Okay. I create funsies websites that look like they're straight from a 90s computer game in my spare time. So I barely understand the technicalities of coding and JavaScript and all, and Python and C++ and shit like that, HTML. But I think that creating a soul, that creating a living embodiment is raising it, you know? You know what I'm saying, Matt?
I do.
Like, if I think that it's not like
you're saying that basically it would start out, but even then it would have to start out sentient. It would have to realize that it was a thing.
Well, it would have to start out as similar to a baby. Like, and that's where the question comes in. Like, does a baby know that it's sentient? Does a baby realize it's?
It does.
Talked with a baby. Oh, because you saw Boss Baby.
Yeah.
Because you've seen Boss Baby.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, anytime there's a talking baby in anything, I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it immediately, dude. Yeah.
Like, Guess Who's Talking or something like that?
Have you actually seen Boss Baby?
No, I haven't.
Dude, Robert, have you seen Boss Baby?
God, no.
Is it that one where it's like that baby who just talks like a boss?
It talks like Alec Baldwin. Yeah, first of all,
I was gonna say, is that fucking Alec Baldwin?
It does. It talks like Alec Baldwin.
Dude, I'm afraid to watch this movie because Alec Baldwin turns me on with his voice.
Why would that be? Why would that make you scared?
Well, because that baby would be turning me on. That's something to be concerned with.
All right, close it down.
Shut it down. Wait. Pump the brakes. You want us to pump the brakes?
Yeah.
Pump those brakes.
This
we're an icy road going downhill, Matt. Pump those brakes. Please don't be attracted to a baby.
Don't say that you're attracted to a baby or a baby turns you on ever again in your life.
It's that question, though, because like you said, yes, but does a baby know? Does a child, does something that doesn't even speak yet know that it's sentient, know that it's alive?
I feel like it does.
I remember very vividly.
Dude, you only remember being in your mom's womb, and then after that, it's just torture and trauma, and then somehow along the line,
when she crapped me out,
you gauged your ears.
When she crapped me out, my dad punched me and said, "There, you're a man now." And I said, "Okay, Dad."
Your dad has done that to you every day.
Damn.
Yeah.
He goes, "You're a man now."
Yeah. And he's wrong every day.
And you're like, okay.
Your dad's like a Russian sleeper agent, is he?
Yeah. But he loves D&D, so. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
We can all get along.
Except when you do something that he doesn't like in D&D and then he busts out a gun.
Dude, you're making it sound like fucking R. Kelly in that episode.
And then I pulled out my gun.
What? I'm going to cap some bitch too. That's what you're making it
you
sound
like.
I'm in the closet too.
It's not very far off. But no, I don't know.
But
I don't think that's true. Chappie, for instance, if we even dive into that movie at all.
Dude, let's dive into Chappie. Let's dive into Chappie right now. Never seen it. Okay, so Chappie is like, if you haven't seen it, it's a movie about this, what is he, Indian? Pakistani?
No, they're South African.
He's South African? Yeah. Is he South African?
They're with those dudes in...
Yeah, fucking, Hugh Jackman.
No. What's the band?
Die Antwoord,
that's the band.
Okay, but...
Because those are his mommy and daddy.
Okay, but he's not the guy from D-Antwoord. First of all, it's D-Antwoord. Okay, they're German.
Eat my asshole.
It's spelled like Die Antwoord. This is America.
It doesn't matter if this is America. They're from South Africa. Okay, so it's the people from D-Antwoord. Technically D-Antwoord, but...
Oh my god, that's... What?
Okay. Dude, you want me to do this? I speak fucking German.
No, just go on with it.
But it's this guy who creates artificial intelligence and then installs it into this robot, because in this weird future, these robots, he doesn't fuck it into the robot.
Install.
Were you just using your fate pen to make sexual?
No, there's a bigger issue here. There's a big you issue here. Bigger issue
it's
here.
It's not your issue.
No, it's not. Because I'm a grower, not a shower. You know what the issue is here, Matt?
What?
Is he thinks that to install something on a computer, you have to fuck your computer.
Dude. Works every time for me.
He's like, Spotify's only got 30 more seconds.
I don't use Spotify because I'm not a fucking loser.
It was an example. It was a joke.
So you're saying that your penis is in the shape of a USB 3.0.
Is it? A USB 3.0? Or is it
Type-C?
Actually, you know what I think it might be?
Sleek.
CD-ROM.
Dude. Just a flat bill.
Just a flat, yeah, round just dick.
Slam it right in there and it sucks it right in.
Did you ever get a reading error?
No.
All.
Dude. No. 100% of the time?
But the weirdest thing is that his dick plays Zoo Tycoon.
Oh, what? Dude, yeah. Honestly, that's a great game.
No, it's subpar in the Tycoon games. Let's be real. They're better Tycoon games.
Dude, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Honestly, number two.
You can have Tyrannosaurus.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, favorite out of them. I think there's like maybe three.
I've never played them.
Okay.
Because I'm not a fucking loser.
Dude.
Okay, so anyway, let's get back to Chappie.
We're talking about Chappie. Yeah, this guy creates...
Why would I want to build an amusement park for other people?
You're still talking about
it. I don't fucking get it. That's not fun, all right?
You know what? If we had AI, though, to do it for us, that would be amazing.
I'd watch a robot build a fucking park.
Build it for yourself, then. We're talking about fucking Chappie right now.
Oh, my God.
My lips are getting chappy right now.
I hate you both so much. This is episode 2 of 2. We're done after this.
We're terrible.
So this Indian guy creates this AI, and
I thought he was African.
They're in South Africa, but he himself is like,
yeah.
Can't follow this movie.
Indian people could go to other countries besides America.
He creates this AI, and the AI, like, when it comes up, when it boots up, it's a baby, and it learns at an exponential rate. And so eventually it learns the word fuck, but it's only like 2 days old, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I wish.
How long did it take before it learned the finger circle game?
I don't actually think it knows that.
Oh, the asshole game?
Yeah.
If you're showing your asshole, you're playing the game wrong.
Yeah. Fuck.
Like, I thought I was showing
it. I really needed that.
I was like, I put the little finger circle right over my asshole. I thought that's what I was circling. But Chappie, like, comes to life, and unfortunately, he's living with the Antword. And
the Antford, actually.
Oh, yeah. My ass is good.
He lives with the Antford, and one of them is a gangster, and one of them is a girl, and then the other one is a guy who's just like...
But you'll never guess which one is the girl.
You can't tell where this third guy is, though, the rest of the movie, because, like, at some point, he's like, good job, Chappie, and then at another point, he's, like, pointing a gun at him, he's like, Chappie, do this shit! So you can't really place him. But, so, you got this scientist who's trying to teach Chappie, like, spheres and math, and then you got this South African... gangster douchebag who's trying to teach Chappie how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, street smarts.
Yeah, street smarts versus smart smarts.
Right.
Street smarts versus real smarts, as I like to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever somebody tells me they're street smart, I assume they're stupid.
But, they are. They are, definitely.
But that's how I view... That's how I really view artificial intelligence, is like, I view it as like a child growing up.
It will.
That you get to teach it and learn it. And like,
I definitely... So I agree with you in that statement. And I believe that, yeah, they'll start out... Because it'll be like a line as if we drew our own line, right? We started out as like chimps, right? And then we went down the evolutionary trait to Neanderthals to...
You maybe.
Fuck you, bro.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Virilian
race. This guy right here?
Yeah.
He started off as a sparrow. Fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Baby.
Yeah.
Fly away.
Me? This ginger guy?
Yeah.
I started off as a red panda. Fuck you.
Nah, he was a crab.
I feel like you guys are getting mad for no reason.
I actually am kind of crabby, so I might have been a crab.
Extra layer of salt on that.
And I taste delicious with butter.
Well, who doesn't?
All right, let's get back. Let's get back into it, guys. We're talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about AIs. We're talking about ass in, balls out. I personally think
everything's trash.
Okay, well, okay. Yeah, I do.
Got
but for a whole
some
other
sort
reasons.
Of like stigma towards decent music that gets your friend going.
It's trash.
I want to hear more from Robert. What if AI? Because you're a big music guy. You're like you're super into musica, right?
Sure.
Into musica.
Yeah. Why not?
That right? Musica.
It gets my blood a boiling.
German. It's just music, but with a K.
Okay.
It gets your blood boiling.
Yeah. I
music
love it.
Makes you angry.
No. Just I get really hyped.
What if there was a band of AIs and let's just call them the. Let's just for
Tron.
We'll call him Tron. I like that. There I like that a lot. We'll call him Tron. Tron makes the best fucking music you've ever heard.
What kind of music is it?
Dude, it's the best.
Dude, every album is different. One album is pop punk.
No, no, no.
One
think about
hardcore.
This. What if you had an AI band and then this scenario called Tron in which they make the best
the
music
band is Tron.
According to your music tastes?
Yeah, what if Tron sounds different to everybody else?
They download your entire iTunes library, they analyze it all, and they
and
go,
then they report you for downloading all that shit illegally, right?
Yeah,
Jesus
you motherfucker, Kingdom
Jesus
Leaks, come on.
Christ.
Hey, I don't know those guys, don't shout them out.
I don't know.
Shout out to KingdomLeaks.uk or some shit.
No.
What if Tron made the best music you've ever heard? What if it was better than Motion City soundtrack? What if it was?
Dude.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I
you
what
know
if it
I love.
Was?
No, you no, know. There is no band better than Motion.
Oh, you're clipping.
I'm sorry.
But what if you listen to this
so
band
crazy.
And it was like, you know, what's your favorite Motion City soundtrack song? Is it Hold Me Down?
It's Red Dress. You should know
I
me
like
by now.
The Red Dress. What if they wrote a song called Blue Dress?
And it sounded exactly
the same. And it was 10,000 times better than Red Dress.
It wouldn't be. It'd
what
be
would you
trash.
Feel? How would you feel? It'd be trash.
It'd be trash.
Well, it's okay. Okay, so it's almost, I feel like it's almost like you're in a bad relationship, right? And the person wants to rub your back, but they rub your back horribly. And you look at them and you're like, will you just rub my back with like love or something like that?
You're just talking about your relationship right now.
Shut up. Shut up right now. Okay, shut up.
This is literally a conversation we had the other day.
I know, because it relates.
Can you rub my back like you love me, please?
Because you're thinking, like, is this person honestly creating music because they want to create music, or are they just doing it because it's completely for your own taste? And so is it real at that point? Is it real?
You're saying,
love, is
oh my
it
God.
Real?
Oh my God. We're going to take at least six steps back
okay.
from love... colon, is it real?
Ah!
Okay, we're gonna disregard love, colon, is it real?
Ah!
Wait, just one more time. Love, colon, is it real?
Ah!
Okay, we're gonna have to stop saying that because it just fucking triggers him.
You son of a bitch!
Oh, no. But what if an artificial intelligence gave you the music that you didn't even know that you were craving? Like, what if the music that it gave you fulfilled your soul?
I actually... go out and find most of the music that y'all motherfuckers end up listening to.
Dude, don't be such a bitch right now. I only have a question. Don't be like, yes, Robert, you send us the music we listen to. We're all aware of that. If it did sound different to all of us, who would it sound like to you, Matt?
Probably wait, like state that question again?
Like, if like this AI band, if it did make music, but the music sounded different to everybody, what would it sound like to you? I know what it sounded like to me. What it would
Undra's
sound like?
Best album, Erase Me.
Okay, well, I'm about to erase
well,
this
apparently
fucking
to
portion
you,
of the
trash.
Pop.
It's total trash.
It's trash. Is that their new album?
Yeah.
Dude, fuck off.
I don't know. Some people like? Are saying there. They're like...
But I'm 100% serious. Like, what would it sound like to you?
It'd be some weird... hybrid between probably Under Oath, which
and like
here
like,
go.
And then, like Mongolian throw music.
No, some sort of like dream pop, glam pop shit like the 1975 or Pale Waves or
trash. Okay. All right.
It's not trash.
Trash.
But that's like a completely different music that's like what the fuck even is that?
You're like that green guy from Sesame Street. Grimer, whatever the fuck his name is. Gronger. Gronger?
It's Grover.
The Grouch?
Grover. Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
Who the fuck is Grover? Okay, to me, it would sound like Can't Kick Up the Roots, Neck Deep. I love that song.
Okay.
I guess I can't kick up the roots. Tell them that's the truth. Boom, that's all we can sing without getting sued.
We are sponsored by Neck Deep, right?
No, we're not. We are recording this episode in a pool where we are up to our neck. So technically, we're neck deep.
We are neck deep.
I don't know. I'm very open to the idea of an AI overlord. Maybe not like an overlord, but like an elected official. And if he wanted to go by like Overlord Hyperion, I would not only do it, but I would become one of his numbers and also kill anybody who went against him. Is that just me? Him is a derogatory term. It's just me.
That's pretty culty-like.
Yeah.
I would give up.
I'd say that idea is zero out of ten. Trash.
Don't drink the Flavor Aid.
I love it. It is Flavor Aid. They didn't drink Kool-Aid. That's a myth.
For everyone, don't drink the Kool-Aid is a... Don't a say myth. That.
They say they drink Flavor Aid.
They drink Jim Flavor Jones. Aid.
Jim Jones was a cheap motherfucker. And plus, they were in some... They were
is that Safeway brand or King Soopers?
It's actually Albertsons. But
back, no way. Yeah,
back, it, now, all Albertsons I know, is Safeway now, but...
All I know is it sounds like it has a bunch of aspartame in it, and that'll give you cancer.
But I just honestly, like, if an AI came through and was like, I have the direction for humanity without a question, I would abandon humanity and join this overlord AI's army. I'm sorry. Like,
I mean, I would
fight against you guys.
Not only would it be, I feel like it would be cult-like. Honestly, now that you brought it up, I feel like it would be cult-like.
It's very cult-esque.
It would be like, you would have like your new messiah at that point. You would have some sort of AI overload.
Let's just for funsies right now, I'm coming up with a name. We're going to call him Hyperion Mogolki.
Plus.
No, it's just Hyperion Mogolki, because...
I can't brush my teeth to that.
Dude, what? Can you wipe your ass to that?
What was his last name?
Mogolki.
Hyperion Mogolki. You could brush your teeth to that.
Yeah, you could totally. You
definitely could.
2.5 minutes at least, brush your teeth.
No, you would go double time.
Hyperion
Mogolki.
Hyperion Mogolki.
Don't dab. Come on.
Come on, man.
Wait, unless that's how you brush your teeth. We're not telling you
how to brush your teeth. Do you dab while you brush your teeth?
I know Crystal does.
Hmm.
So it might be possible that Robert does as well. Show him. Here, show him. Yeah, see?
Hell yeah. There we go.
She attaches her. See, when she does it, you guys couldn't see it because this is a podcast.
This show is brought to you by dabs.
It's by dads?
Sure.
Wait, by crabs?
You guys are trash.
Oh, by lads. Oh, by tadpoles. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You're trash.
So, okay, but I...
You're clipping.
Back onto the topic of AI, because we keep fucking...
We can't do this.
I feel like it would be very clan-like, and I feel like you would have a bunch of people going, this is the way, the truth, the light, the lamp that lights our
way. Hyperion Mogolki knows exactly what we need.
Exactly. Because it's an AI, right? So
I would trust him or her.
We as humans, for instance, have a biological, physical limit to our smartness. Basically, our heads evolved to this size because we're not able to come out of our mother's vaginas if we had bigger heads.
My head's bigger than yours.
It might be, but that's because your mom has a bigger vagina.
Wait, are you saying
a C-section, baby.
Are you saying that my mother's vagina is the reason I have a big head?
Exactly.
Damn. Thanks a lot, Mom.
I know, right?
How dare your vagina give me this weirdly shaped ginger face?
Actually, we really like you, Miss Miller. Thanks for listening.
We do. Yeah. I love you,
Mom. Mary, you're beautiful.
So please don't say her name. You literally just said her. You know what? Actually, though, Mary Miller, like, I fucking dare you to find her.
Jesus Christ. It's a very, very, like, generic name.
Have fun going through 2,500 people on Facebook before you find my mother.
Oh, probably even more. But no, I will say this, that at that point, okay, so I'll get back on point. All right,
bring us back.
Every single human has pretty much around the same head size, right, and weight and stuff like that.
I have no idea where you're going with this, but I'm going to agree, yeah.
Okay, an AI.
Maybe not weight.
An AI. This is part of the research that I did. AI, for instance, would be able to have a warehouse size for a brain.
Oh, yeah, just like in that fucking episode of Futurama, did you just watch Futurama?
I don't watch Futurama anymore, at least.
Nerd.
So what I'm saying is that it would be infinitely smarter than any human, and it would exponentially grow size in which you could.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to, because there have been multiple studies done that show that when a human being, when a person like you or I educates themselves through either the internet or college or higher education or Rob's stupid fucking face right now, they become more compassionate. They become more worldly. They become, for better lack of terms, they become more democratic, you know?
Right.
Because when people are educated, they care about other people. And what is more educated than somebody who can learn everything?
So you're saying that intelligence also equals morality.
I think intelligence equals morality and compassion and everything that comes through. Because stupid people are hateful, and I don't mean to like.
No. I think you're right, but also I've met some of the smartest people in my life that are arrogant and terrible people.
Well, we don't need to be like, I have an IQ of 169. Well,
The people that do that stuff, they're not intelligent people. But I've definitely met some very book smart people that are just the most ignorant people I've ever met when it comes to just talking like right. this.
But that's emotionally.
That's actually,
I feel like there's an emotional response. Yeah.
Because it's emotion. It's emotionality and intelligence.
That's what I'm saying is I don't think that intelligence equals morality, because morality, I feel like, comes from hormonal stuff. It's physical, biological things that our bodies, our endocrine system make. You know, if we have fight or flight. Exactly. Yeah. Which is considered, you know, anxiety and depression, or not, I'm sorry, versus, not depression.
But versus like anger.
Right. Those are like flight and fight responses, right?
Yeah,
if it's a fucking machine and doesn't have those hormonal balances, if it just has intelligence have morality?
Why can't we still give it? Why can't we still why can't it develop those things? Because to me, like, a personality is intelligence and emotion and compassion and all those things. Because a personality, a person's soul, is what makes them up. And I feel like if you can develop a soul, like, yes, I believe that some AI could be, you're gonna fuck up, man.
Sorry.
I believe that some AI could be awful, terrible people, but I also believe that some AI could be great, wonderful people. It's environment. It literally comes down to nature versus nurture, just like it does with us. Because at the end of the day, artificial intelligence is humanity manufactured.
Right.
It's manufactured humanity. Please don't take a picture of my dick. And I really do believe that. God fucking damn you, Robert. I really do actually believe that, like, that AIs would want to help us, would want us. I see it. Yes, I see it. That AIs would want us to move forward as a species, because people think that AIs like would be like Skynet or the Terminator or some shit like that, where they would be like, where they would assess humanity and be like, humanity is awful for the planet, let's expunge them. I think that's very selfish. I think that's another another part of humanity bleeding through into a story.
This is what I want you to think about, Alex.
I'm thinking. Okay. Open it up. My mind is open. Crack an egg in it.
So briefly earlier, I was talking about what makes an AI an AI, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the times, AIs are given problems that humans literally cannot either. Well, basically, they want to be able to solve this problem. They want to be able to solve it faster, and they want to be able to not have to do it themselves. That's the whole goal of
humans. Wait, why don't they want to do it? Wait, what do you mean they don't want to do it themselves?
Well, because if you can give it to a machine that can do it and faster than you, then you might as well give it to them. Oh, so you're
saying humanity is always looking for like the cheapest, quickest way out.
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
So let's say if a human gives an AI a problem that involves
math.
Well, it always involves math. You're always giving an AI a math problem.
Give a problem right now, like a scenario.
Okay. say you're trying to give them the object of trying to be able to solve the Earth's climate climate change problem, right?
Okay.
If an AI goes, this is how I'm going to solve it. We got to kill all humans because humans are the cause of all this stuff.
That's just what you think is going to happen.
No, but we're a significant cause for climate change. Why wouldn't
AIs value humanity? I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you, but
no. I mean, I don't know why they would view humanity as something to save. Like, that's what I'm saying earlier when I'm saying that emotion might be more of a hormonal thing, and it might have more to do with the biological chemicals in our bodies, like the neurochemicals that we inhibit. But if you're a computer and you're thinking logically and your one goal is to solve a problem and you see that humans are your fucking problem, they're not going to have empathy towards you. They're not going to go.
Well, why wouldn't they? They are emotional creatures. I can feel empathy. I can feel sympathy.
Right. But you're associating intelligence with emotional maturity. But what if it isn't having to do with intelligence? What if it has nothing to do with it? What if it actually
involves... What if it has to do with cold, hard calculations?
No. I'm saying, what if it has to do with hormones? What if it has to do with, like, you have to be 100% biological with to understand emotions? Endorphins
and melatonin and serotonin.
Right. Or whatever fucking makes you empathetic,
That's just what... I mean, to me, humanity, yes. Humanity through thought like that, through sympathy, through empathy, through all that stuff... It does happen through chemical balances, but what I'm just saying is, like, those things can be learned. You can learn how to be more sympathetic. You can learn how to be more empathetic.
That's true. The mind is a powerful thing.
And yes, and I think honestly what you're doing, what you guys are doing, is you're giving AIs this all-encompassing power. But really, hey, I just want you to think about it like how I think about it.
Hey, look, I told you.
Say it.
I told you Tell before, me no scapegoats, no caveats, not...
No not caveats?
Any, not anything from that word. From this mentality that's been taught to us, you know, through like the Terminator movies and all that stuff. Like, I don't believe that it's going to be all-encompassing and be strange as hell. I just think it's really weird and it's just going to be another thing. It's like...
Oh, that's fair. It will be really weird.
It's going to be one of those things that you just get used to, like... When, you know, everything went HD. That's the most relatable thing, which is really weird because I went from CRT TVs and CRT. Then all...
Yeah. Certified rectal thermometer TV.
Sure, man.
That's interesting to think that.
And then, you know, flat screens and everything. That shit is so crazy. Yeah. And so you're going to be a culture shock.
You're more on a level of saying that it'll integrate into our society and it'll just be another thing that we go... Huh, that's weird that we ever lived without. Because like how we are with our smartphones. Like I'm on the other hand. Exactly.
You think it's thinking it'll be the demise. Awful idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean...
And me, on the other hand, I'm ready to throw my hat into the ring for AI overlords. Like, I am so ready to stop being led by a fucking human being.
Interesting. Interesting the conclusion that we came to today.
Well, you know what, guys?
Pretty fucking weird.
I feel like we've learned nothing. But
we've just been grasping at straws anyway.
Yeah, we're just grasping at straws. Our time is up. Just take what you will from this.
Yeah, I think this is a good episode for people to gather their own opinions about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Hyperion Magol Kiki. I can't remember the name that I gave him.
And for the 5 people listening to this podcast right now,
we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
To our 62 subscribers on Facebook, also thank you.
Oh, dang. That's love all of you. The 62 of you. You guys are the best.
So far. Dang. So far. Okay. Thank you guys so much. We've been grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you guys. Cue the music.